Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a great show today. You know, everybody reaches out to me at .com Magazine. And what everybody's talking about right now is healthcare. Everybody wants to know about healthcare benefits, how healthcare benefits can be simplified, how you can reduce your costs. I mean, this is everything from small companies to Fortune 100 companies. Everybody's talking about it. So, of course, we heard so many people reach out to us and say, hey, Jake, let's bring on a leader in the field. Let's bring on someone that has something very unique to help people reduce their costs and increase their care. So, of course, we went through the Rolodex and we found a very interesting entrepreneur with a great company. His name is Guy Benjamin, and Guy is the co-CEO of InsureRights. And you probably have heard of InsureRights. They're doing such great work, and they use a very interesting AI that works with any health plan to really support employees and transform their healthcare experience, but we're going to get into it all. It's so super amazing what they put together. Guy, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Andy, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. What you've done in the space is absolutely remarkable, but let's get started by pulling the lens back to 30,000 feet and tell us what you're doing at InsureRights.
Yeah, sure. So look, in the U.S., 20% of GDP is spent on healthcare. That's double than any other developed country. But when you look at employers, they spend $1.6 trillion a year on employees' health. That's a whopping $10,000 per employee per year. It's sometimes your second or third biggest line item for a company. But 70% of employees say they have no clue what they're covered for. And I would argue the 30% that think they do don't know either. 60% of employees either delay or avoid going to the doctor because they're not sure if they're covered for it. Think about how crazy that is, right? And the only options for employees today is either to call a call center, sometimes in India, be on hold, get transferred, not really getting answers, or try to read your health benefit plan. And Andy, I don't know if you ever try to read a health plan. It's a 600-page document that changes every year. It's unacceptable. Right. And it means that our employees, us, are not really as healthy as we could be. We're wasting time and we're not as happy as we could be with our health benefits. Right. There really need to be a way to transform that experience for employees that is stuck, honestly, in 1980. Right. Calling a call center and trying to figure out something about your most important asset, your health, is ridiculous. So what we did is we thought about, OK, how can we harness technology, as you said, AI, to really help employees be healthier and understand what they're covered for. So our platform, which we call our Zoe kind of become your chief health officer. And what she does, she knows how to take any health plan. And again, it doesn't matter if you have a Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United, any of the 900 carriers that we have in the US. And she does two things. One is she knows how to analyze that entire document of 600 pages, analyze it, convert it to a structured data source, so then she can access it easily. But she also takes any plan and visualizes it. So once she does that, she can answer any employee question about their health benefits. So think about an employee that wants to know if their daughter is covered for glasses, or if they can go see a chiropractor, or if they're covered for an acupuncture. They don't no longer have to call a call center. They can ask Zoe. She can tell them exactly what the coverage is, where is the doctor that they can go see, and how much is going to cost them before they go. But then the other thing she does is she proactively reaches out to employees to let them know about preventive care benefits, mammograms, yearly physical, colonoscopies, blood tests, everything that is around preventive care, because we notice that most Americans or many Americans are just not taking advantage of the preventive care benefits. And that leads to late detection. And that leads to us being not as healthy as they could be, as we can be. So that's kind of like what we're doing. And that's the gist of it.
Wow, I love it so much. You're using technology, this Zoe platform, this AI to actually not only improve healthcare, but improve people's actual health. It's so remarkable. What type of people or companies reach out to you, Guy? I mean, they say, hey, we've heard about this this technology. We've heard about this AI. We want to meet Zoe. We want to see what you can do for us. And it sure writes. What types of companies reach out to you and say, hey, let's get this going. This sounds so interesting.
It's a good question, Andy. So in the U.S., there's 152 million Americans that are covered by their employer. And I would argue that any one of those employees is relevant, right? They all need a Zoe. So we actually don't have a specific profile. We get our customers include fintech companies, they include consultants, they include factory workers. It's really across the gamut and across the different types of industries. Because as we always say, look, healthcare is not accessible and it's not easy to access. And if you provide healthcare, if you're an employer that provides healthcare to your employees, you need to provide them a Zoe. Because having healthcare doesn't mean that you have access to healthcare. Just me as an employer giving my employees healthcare and spending, you know, $10,000 per employee on that doesn't mean that they know what to do with it. So we really, our vision is that every employee gets their own Zoe.
Yeah, I love the vision. So let's talk about it. I'm an employee. I work at a company, whether it's a small to mid-sized company or, of course, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, who have engaged with you. As the employee, how does it work? Like, how do I engage with Zoe? How do I start working with it? How do I start getting the updates? How does all of that work for the employee down to the, sort of the micro level?
So it's a super, super straightforward, and we're very focused on user experience and simplicity. The only thing you need to do as an employee is a very quick 1 minute onboarding for Zoe to get to know you, right? Your height, your age, if you have dependents and if you have a significant other on the plan. And then you just ask her a question like you would ask your best friend who knows everything about healthcare, right? You can ask, you know, hey, Zoe, I've been having back pains lately. What am I covered for? Or hey, Zoe, as I mentioned, my daughter needs glasses. What am I covered for? Or I need to go to see a chiropractor. Can I do it? Where is the nearest one? Really talking very open, free text, either on your phone or on your laptop. And she will answer with all the information you need in, you know, less than 15 seconds. You get much more information than you ever get in a call center. You don't have to wait. You're not going to get transferred. Zoe's never on PTO and she's available 24/7. But even if you don't reach out to her, she will reach out to you at least, let's say once a week or once every other week, with just benefit that you should be aware of, right? It could be, hey, you just hit the age of 40, you should go get a mammogram. Here's the nearest location. Do you want me to book you the appointment? It could be, hey, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Just if you're experiencing anxiety, which we know a lot of people do, just so you know, these are the benefits that your employer are covering for mental health. So again, it's as easy as calling a best friend and asking them a question or just reaching out to them, texting them. It really kind of like put the emphasis on simplicity and user experience.
It's so great. Let's talk about AI. What got you interested in this? I mean, you're turning sort of healthcare on its head at InsureWrite. People are talking about it. They love the idea that not only are you simplifying everything, increasing care and reducing costs, but of course, as an employee, I get these updates from Zoe saying, hey, you know, maybe you need to think about, you know, eating a little bit better today, or here's a little tip for you about getting your health better. What got you interested in AI? It's so fascinating, Guy.
Yeah. So my first career was in the Air Force, but my second career was working at McKinsey, a consulting firm in New York. And most of my work was around digitization, AI, kind of bringing technology to old processes. And every time I would ask my HR a question about my health benefits, they would always send me to a call center. And it really got me thinking about, you know, I always give the example of the banking industry. I remember when I was a child going to my dad to the ATM or the bank to see how much money he has in his account. Today, nobody does that, right? It's all on your fingertips. It's all on apps. But healthcare is exactly the same. You call a call center. You wait. You don't have all the information you need. And, you know, when you think about the current workforce, millennials, Gen Zs, we don't want to call anybody, right? We want it on our finger, in our fingertips. And that's kind of got me thinking that here's an industry that hasn't really changed, at least the customer facing side hasn't changed for 30 years. And there has to be a way to better access your healthcare. Now, when you think about AI, there are 900 different health insurance companies in the US. Each one has, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of different health plans. They all change once a year. So think about all these documents that if, you know, as a consumer, you need to read for 650 page document every year that change. But if you want to scale, then you need to read thousands of those documents. So you have to use AI. You have to use technology that is readily available today and to in order to kind of analyze all of this data that keeps changing. So that's where AI comes into play. But also not only understanding your plan, understanding you, understanding the end user, right? Because Zoe, as you ask her questions, she learns more about you and then knows what kind of information she needs to put in front of you, right? So for example, if you ask Zoe, hey, I'm having back pains and what am I covered for? And then 6 months later, there's a new benefit that is like acupuncture. She will know to come back to you and say, hey, you asked me about back pains a few months ago. Just so you know, now you're covered for acupuncture. Or, you know, it could be hundreds of different things, right? There's thousands of different benefits that we are not even aware of that are hidden in page 432 of our health plan that we'll never know unless we have a tool like Zoe to really tell us what is going on in our health plan and how can we take care of ourselves and our families better.
Yeah, it's so interesting. If there's something hidden in page 432 of the health plan, of course you need somebody like Zoe with the artificial intelligence opportunity to go in and find that for you. I mean, it's so fascinating. I love what you're doing. Of course, I look at this like you have a personal health plan ambassador on call 24/7, 365. And of course, reaching out to you as new things come around that the AI determines is going to be of a benefit to you. It's so interesting how you're using technology to help people's health. And of course, you're at the front leading edge of this mega trend right now, guys. So congratulations. Let's talk about your team. You know, let's talk about this team you've assembled, this world-class group of people that you've brought on. How important is it to make sure you have the right team to make sure you provide the best AI opportunity in the healthcare space for your clients?
Yeah, so I think my role as a CEO is, first of all, to find the best people. Find the best people and get out of their way. Make sure they have their resources that they need and make sure they know where we're going. Our mission as a company is to help employees be healthier. I can't think of a better mission or something that it better kind of brings people together than a mission to make people healthier, right? So once I spend a lot of my time interviewing, finding the right people, making sure they know their mission, and then really giving them the resources to go and execute and go help build the best platform that we can and help us reach as many employees as we can to make them healthier, right? So our team it's interesting because we are in two different locations. We're in Tel Aviv in Israel. That's where most of our R&D happens. And we're here in the US, mostly in New York. And working with those two locations, different cultures, different mentalities, it's something that, first of all, it's challenging, but it's also something that we learn a lot from each other's strengths. And think about us as a team that some of us are in Israel and have never even, you know, we never faced this issue, right? So we come in a very, very, very different kind of point of view on the American healthcare system to really come in and change it. And it's not like, oh, it's been like this for, you know, 100 years, that's fine. We come in and say, hey, why is it like this? Let's find a way to change it. And let's find a way to make sure that it doesn't continue to be like this. And I think that's one of our strong suits, that our people, and I think every person in our team is somebody that I was personally involved in the hiring process. And I am, you know, believe in 100% in their success, and their success is our success, obviously.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Of course, you've taken this very complex issue, healthcare, 650 page, you know, healthcare plans and you've taken this very technical and sort of complicated thing, but you've made it so simple to use. Where did that come from? Where did that thought come from where you all are going to get together, take this very complex idea, but simplify it for the end user?
Yeah, I think the simplification is from, you know, the age we're living, right? So think about Uber, companies like Uber, Amazon. They're simplify everything, right? Uber simplify you getting a car. Amazon simplify you getting anything to your house. I mean, that's what our current generation is looking for, right? They're looking for that experience that everything is on your fingertips. Everything is simple. You don't have to call, wait, provide your ID number, and then get transferred and then get answers that are not really what you're looking for. People are looking for that simplicity, for that digital avenue, digital door to access, again, their most important asset, their health, take care of themselves. So when we thought about the problem, it's interesting because many startups, they come up with a solution and then they need to think about, okay, what is the problem that we're going to fix with this technology? For us, it was the opposite. We realized that there's an issue we want to fix. We want to make people more informed and have better access to their health care. How are we going to do that? And then we came up with the solution of AI, of Zoe, of simplicity, of an amazing user interface and user experience, because there just can't be other way, right? Like you have to provide your customers or your users the experience that they're looking for, right? The expectations. I mean, customer satisfaction is always the difference between expectations and the actual, you know, what they're experiencing on the platform. The expectations are super high. They're looking for something that is simple and it's there, and we need to provide that. It's not even a question.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And of course, you have a great team, and corporate culture, as we know, starts at the top. Let's talk about hiring just for a moment, because we have other entrepreneurs watch the show. When you're hiring for someone to join the team, what are you looking for? Are you looking for honesty, integrity, sort of background experience? Are you looking for someone that really puts the customer at the forefront of everything they do? Are you looking for technological sort of experience and expertise? What are the things that really drive your hiring practices over there, Guy?
So I look for experience, I look for hunger, and I look for enthusiasm. And I'll talk to each one, right? So experience is because, well, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a marketing person. I'm looking to surround myself with people who are smarter than me in their domains, right? And I'm never going to be a marketing person. I'm never going to be a salesperson, but I am looking for the best salespeople, the best marketing people, the best AI people that I can bring. And again, give them the resources to go and execute. The second thing is, you know, enthusiasm is hunger. I want them to come in and be very connected to the mission. They do whatever they can to help employees be healthier. And we always kind of ask ourselves, is what we're doing now, is this feature or is this thing that we're spending time on, is this going to help employees be healthier? If it does, let's go for it. If it's not, that's not something we should work on. And then the last thing is enthusiasm. I'll tell you a little secret, right? So when I interview people and I show them Zoe and I show them the demo, I always look at their eyes and see if they open up. And if I see them kind of get excited and be like, you know, wow, and this is amazing, and they're like really see the vision of where Zoe can go, that's something I'm looking for, right? And if somebody is not excited, I don't want to have them on the team, right? And the amazing thing is that we grew from 5 people 6 months ago to 35, almost 40 people today. And I believe our hiring process, something was working well, because we hired top talent, people that I would, you know, it's a privilege for me to work with them every day. And I love it. And, you know, people come in for work because of the mission and because of the people that are around them. And I think both is something that works very well for us.
Yeah, you have a great team, all with a solid mission, all moving forward in the same way with great leadership. And everybody has that passion to do the right thing. And certainly because you're on the cutting edge and leading this mega trend, I'm sure it's exciting every day for everybody at InsureRights to get up and go to work. Or maybe they're working 24/7, 365, and they're not going to sleep. But listen, it's fantastic. Now, Guy, I want to get into entrepreneurship. You have a great background. You have great experience. For the younger entrepreneurs watching the show, let's give them some words of wisdom from Guy Benjamin. In other words, some of the younger entrepreneurs are watching the show. Maybe they're hitting a roadblock. Maybe they're hitting a pothole in the road in their business. They freeze in the frame. Maybe they don't know what to do. So maybe you could share with the younger entrepreneurs watching the show what they can do to get through those tough times and come out the other end being very happy that they went through that tough time, gaining the experience of going through the time that they had just gone through.
Yeah. So look, I think, you know, everybody talks about entrepreneurship being a roller coaster, right? The highs are very high and the lows are extremely low. And I think first thing, you got to be ready for that, right? You got to understand that there's going to be lows and there's going to be highs. And the highs are usually shorter than the lows. And you got to be ready for that. That's one thing. The other thing that I think happens is you got to remember, if you have a good idea and you believe in it, eventually you'll find others who believe in it as well. And one thing that I learned is, you know, there's a lot about entrepreneurship, about finding people to invest in you and finding investors to that are partners. And what I really believe in is that you need to find those investors that are interested in you while you're building the plane in the hangar, right? Quietly, nobody hears about you, and they believe in you then, and they understand your vision and they know what you're trying to build and where it can go. It's much better to stick with those than the ones who come running in when they hear the engine warming up, because then it's like everybody will come in, right? Once you're warming up the engine to start to, for liftoff, that's not the, you know, you need to find those who believe in you when you're building it quietly. And that's what we were able to do. We found investors that, you know, they invested in us when we had an idea and a deck, and they knew where we're going. They knew what kind of plane we're building, and they knew we're going to lift off. We're ready for liftoff. And they became true partners. And that's what I think entrepreneurs need to find. I talked to, you know, almost 100 investors. Some of them said no, some of them said yes, but I said no, because there was not a good fit. I could not be happier with the investors I have now, you know, Group 11, Good Company, Crescent, InsurTech. Those are all investors that are true partners. And they believed in me when I was building it in the garage quietly. Now everybody's kind of talking about what we're doing, so it's kind of a bit easier. But as an entrepreneur, one, be ready for those lows and find the right partners, the right investors that believe in your vision and know where you're trying to go to.
Yeah, that's great, Guy. Of course, for the entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Guy just said. He kind of gave you a little mini Harvard MBA right there. Guy, I know you're so busy, and I wanted to thank you so much for slicing some time out. I mean, you've got the group in Tel Aviv. You've got the group in New York. You know, you've gone from a handful of people to, you know, so many people here in the last 6 months that you're handling, because this is just taking off. Everybody wants to transform their healthcare experience. Of course, what you're doing at InsureRights is at the leading edge of a megatrend. I love it so much. And what you're doing with Zoe with the artificial intelligence is fantastic. Before I let you go, I have one last question for you. I know you probably think about the technology and the AI all the time and the investors and the team, but I also would imagine when you wake up in the morning, knowing that you're improving people's health, improving their lives, that's got to be a great sort of feather in your cap and something that you really, really love about waking up every morning when you go to work at InsureRights.
I do. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that I started this journey, right? I was looking for something that, I'm just looking for a meaningful problem that if I can go and solve, it will affect significant number of people for the better, right? And I think one more thing that I want to say is that it's not just something that we're trying to fix. I think there's also regulation that's coming into place, right? The whole consumerism in healthcare is something that's changing in the US, right? There's the Transparency and Coverage Act that just came in that basically said that employers have to provide a tool like Zoe to their employees, right? It's a compliance issue now. And we're kind of riding that wave and part of that, I would say, revolution of transforming healthcare. And yes, definitely, when I wake up in the morning, not just me, every one of our team members, that's something that, you know, it's something that keeps us moving and really motivates us.
Guy, I love it so much. Congratulations on transforming the entire healthcare experience. This is going to be so fascinating to watch. I'm going to bring you back on the show as you continue to build. And when you get that hockey stick growth, I'm sure I won't even be able to book you anymore on the show. But Guy, listen, this is fantastic. You're at the cutting edge. I want to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today and sharing your experience and your business with us. This has been fascinating. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was great.